Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Hey friends, this is Coach Brianna, and welcome to episode 24 of Life After College. This is the last episode in my series on sharing about the time I got fired and the lessons I learned. Today's episode will cover how to move through the funk of being fired, as well as how to formulate a narrative for when you have an opportunity to interview for your next position. So let's talk about the funk. The funk is obviously feeling bummed out. I described feeling disappointed in myself. There is fear. There's also the sense, for me, it was a relief. And so it's all those emotions. That's the funk. And depending on why you got fired, maybe that funkiness is a little bit heavier than maybe you saying, hey, thanks, but no thanks. Or if maybe there was a layoff, right? That's a little bit different than getting fired. Either way, there can be this funk, this heaviness. And I talked about this in episode one, where we get to own how we feel and focus on not shooting on ourselves, meaning that we don't tell ourselves, well, I shouldn't feel this way, or I should feel X way. It's feeling the feels, being in that moment. And it's important to be in your feelings, because for me, when I've allowed myself to feel the feels, it honestly creates a space that allows me to push past and move through the heaviness of it all a lot faster than when I am avoiding and pushing things down. And so I want to encourage you to not stuff things down, to embrace the funkiness, and while you're there, take on being in ownership, which is what we talked about in our last episode, and getting curious and discovering areas that you can grow in. That's all part of that funkiness, is feeling your feels, and then you get to get curious. I've also mentioned in past episodes of having a time frame for the funk, having a time frame for feeling your feels, and you give yourself, maybe it's a week, maybe it's a month. You give yourself a time frame to feel your feels, and then you get to put your big girl panties on or your big boy panties on and get into action towards the things that you want. Whether it's that new job, or this could even be applied to a bad breakup, right? Those challenging moments in your life where the funk is heavy and real, feel the feels and then give yourself a time frame so that you can then move into action. And when you're ready to move into action and you're ready to start applying to jobs, you might be worried about how to explain that you got fired if the question comes up in the interview. The great thing is that you listened to the last episode on ownership and took the time to reflect, you got curious, and you took ownership of your role in getting fired. You also took notes as to what you learned about yourself and what you would do differently. This is important. It's important because it will help shape the narrative that you will prepare in case there is a question on your interview about your previous position. I encourage you to have a narrative ready because it will allow you to be more confident in the interview instead of worrying about whether they're going to ask the question and what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. Or maybe you're just like, I hope they don't ask it all together, and maybe you're just avoiding it, right? No, you're going to come in and you are prepared because you've taken the time to feel your feels. You decided to take action. You decided to take ownership, and you're ready. You're ready for the question. Maybe it'll get asked. Maybe it won't get asked. Either way, you will be ready. You will have something prepared, something that you took time to reflect on and write. Also, I want to say that preparing this narrative actually isn't something that I created and thought of all on my own. It was advice that was given to me from an HR director. A friend wanted to help me out, and she was like, I want you to talk to my boss. He's so motivating. Her boss happened to be an HR director, and that's the advice he gave me. He's like, tell me what happened. And I literally laid it all out on the table. And he's like, yeah, no, that's too long. And I was so nervous to share what had happened because of the disappointment and everything. It's one thing when you come to terms with it, and then it's another thing to share it with somebody else, which also then goes to show you, have you really processed it all? But that's a whole nother subject. But what he did say is, don't avoid it. It happened. And what did you learn from it? Mind blown. What a concept. What an approach. What a way to formulate this narrative of, hey, this happened and I learned this. When you are crafting your narrative, I encourage you to stick to the facts and avoid going into a long story about the whole thing. When you first write it out, it may be long, and that's okay. Take that first chop at it. Write it all down and see where you can cut it. See where maybe the emotion is. Take out that emotion. Focus on what the facts are. This happened. This is my role in it. This is what I've learned. The reality is, every one of us has made a mistake at some point in our career. Some people get let go for it. Others don't. The best thing is that there is growth and learning. And growth and learning can happen, again, whether somebody got let go or they stayed in that position. There was maybe an opportunity for that person of, hey, they made a mistake, they got counseled on it, and they decided to take ownership and to make some changes. Other people, such as myself, got let go. All of it is okay. All of it is okay. Let me just say it one more time. All of it is okay. When I first shared the story about me being fired, the reality is that it was a blessing. Another opportunity came my way that was something I didn't have on my radar. And it really, really made a huge difference in my life. It was so impactful. And so it's all good stuff. The biggest thing is that there is growth and learning, and this is what you get to highlight in your narrative. Next, once you have your narrative, I want you to practice it. I want you to make sure that you are comfortable with talking about being fired, talking about what you learned. Don't rush through it. Own it. Take ownership in it. Practice, practice, practice. The more you practice it, the more you will be confident in speaking it to your future employer. And don't just practice it out loud to yourself. Enroll a friend. Enroll a family member. And say, hey, I have this interview. I might get asked this question, and I want to practice my response and get some feedback on it. It'll make you so much more prepared and more confident on your interview. So, if you find yourself in a situation similar to mine, where you have been let go or fired from a job, I encourage you to do four things. Feel your feels, get curious about your role and what you learned from the situation, create a narrative that sticks to the facts and highlights your growth, and lastly, practice, practice, practice. I trust that you have found value in each one of these episodes in this series, whether it's not feeling alone in being let go from a job, or it's being encouraged and inspired to take ownership and have a different perspective on how to look at this situation, or it's being given a tool and a strategy of how to talk through and feel your way through this particular moment in your life. And I also encourage you to know, and I hope you hear this and feel this and embrace this, you are not alone and you will get through it. Trust yourself, use your strategies, and you got this. Now, I know it's graduation season, so for all of you who are about to head into the workforce and start on that new job and are feeling unsettled, a little anxious, maybe overwhelmed, let's chat. I would love to support you and co-create strategies that will enable you to be authentically successful during this new chapter. You can visit coachbrianna.com and book your free discovery call. I'll also have a link in my show notes that you can quickly click through and get yourself booked. I hope you all have a fantastic week. Make good choices, and I'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.